Next, we'll hear from Ball State head coach Billy Taylor. Coach Taylor, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Thanks for joining us this morning. You guys have your last non-conference game tonight as you host Florida A&M. But, you know, talk about what you've learned so far this non-conference season. And I know you don't want to look past tonight's game, but just, you know, what you've noticed maybe around the league or as you head to conference play, what it will take to get that West Division title.
Well, Jeremy, for us, we've been a little bit streaky during the non-conference part of the schedule. We started off with a couple of tough road losses, but then we were able to string some wins together. Playing at home, played well at home. We were able to win 6 ball games in a row. I thought our kids really, really started to come together and started to figure some things out. And then we lost a couple more games on the road in a row. So we've been a little bit up and down. We're coming off a win on New Year's Eve. As you mentioned, this is our last non-conference game tonight against Florida A&M. So hopefully we can get that win and come into league play with some momentum. Overall, I've been pleased with the way that we've played. In particular, Jared Jones has been really good for us. Now as a senior, he's playing well. He's scoring the ball well for us. In the painted area, he's been efficient. He's knocking down his free throws at a higher rate than he has in the past, and he's really been rebounding the ball well for us. And then on the perimeter, Randy Davis, has been really solid again for us. His assists that he's been able to get for us, basically 7 per game and a high assist-to-turnover ratio, has been really important for our success so far. And, we'll need to rely upon those seniors, going forward. They understand what's ahead in terms of the battles that we're going to face during MAC play.
Thank you very much. If you have a question for Coach Taylor, please press *1 at this time.
Your first question comes from Evan Meyer, MAC Report Online.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Evan. Thank you. How are you?
I am fine, and happy New Year. Coach, can you talk about a little more about Jared? Seems like has he progressed better than you had thought coming after that loss to Kent State in the semifinal last year and here in the first part of the season?
Well, Evan, I thought Jared played really well during the MAC tournament for us. He's someone that he draws a lot of criticism at times. He's not the biggest or strongest guy, but he is very athletic. He is very skilled. I thought he played well, in Cleveland for us and helped us be very competitive, making it, to the semifinals and losing a hard-fought game against Kent. And I think he's really picked up kind of where he left off last year. He's scoring the ball really well for us. He's made some threes for us. He doesn't shoot a lot of them, but he's shown the ability to step out and make that perimeter jump shot, which is important. I think it's something that had to develop in his game. So that he's not strictly a back-to-the-basket player. So I think his development, being able to knock down jump shots and then try to utilize good footwork in the paint, certainly been important for our team's success.
Can I ask one question back during your non-conference games? How big was that win against Butler? I heard it was one of the biggest crowds in years at Worthen Arena. How big for the program was that win against the Bulldogs?
That's a great question, Evan. I think it was really a big win for our program. We had 8,500 people at the game, the largest crowd during my 5 seasons here at Ball State. We had 2,500 students. We had a great atmosphere in our student section. And fortunately, we were able to get a hard-fought victory against Butler. And, it's a game that we play every year against Butler, and we have not been competitive against Butler in a long time. So it was huge for the confidence of our current guys and the confidence of our program that we are doing the right things, we are making progress, and that we're able to get a huge home win and then hopefully encourage our students and our community to come back and watch us play again as we get into MAC play.
Thank you, Coach. I'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Evan.
Your next question comes from John Wagner, Toledo Blade newspaper.
Good afternoon, Coach. I see you guys leading the MAC in scoring defense, and will you talk a little bit about the reasons behind that success defensively in your eyes?
Yeah, John, I think, last year we were good defensively, but we really relied upon Malik Perry quite a bit, you know, who was a senior for us last year, and he was a captain. And, you know, Malik was a guy that would, you know, take charges and dive on the floor for loose balls and, you know, talked on defense and, you know, rotated. He kind of did a lot for us. And, you know, losing Malik, I think it was really a point of emphasis for our team that, you know, it wasn't going to be one guy that could replace that energy. We needed everybody to step up and play a part and play a role in becoming a better defender, you know, not only on the ball but also in help side. And mm-hmm. I think our guys, you know, really, you know, made tremendous progress. And I think, John, our trip to Canada helped us quite a bit too. You know, we got 10 practices during the summer. We were able to, you know, get our defensive system in and talk about it a lot earlier. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, go play four games and get a chance to work on our defense and get better. And I think it certainly made an impact for us. And fortunately, we've kind of picked up from there, and we've done a nice job defending so far. And our rebounding has been good at times. Sometimes it hasn't. We know we need to continue to improve in that area. But overall, I really like our defense that we've been playing so far.
Is there a particular area, Coach, that's a concern to you? And again, I know you got the game tonight, but as you enter conference play, is there a particular area that's a concern?
Well, you know, I think, you know, some of the other coaches have mentioned, you know, the MAC is a physical, you know, paint-oriented type of league, and you've got to be able to defend the paint and rebound in the paint. So until, you know, we actually go and do it against, you know, MAC competition, it's certainly going to be a concern for me, as I'm sure it is for the other coaches. You know, I think we do a pretty good job right now, but, you know, we haven't had a chance to do it against, you know, our competitors yet. So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do a great job defensively in the painted area, and we'll be able to rebound the basketball and do it at a high level, because you have to do that in this league in order to be successful.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks, John.
We have time for one more question. If you have a question for Coach Taylor, please press star one at this time. All right,
we
Coach,
are awaiting more questions.
There's no further questions?
There are no questions.
Okay. Thank you very much, Coach Taylor, and good luck this conference season. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you.